This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden got a hero's welcome at the Democratic National Convention last night after tossing the party's torch to Vice President Kamala Harris.
I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation. And I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people.
The AP's Sagar Magani.
After a four-minute ovation.
Thank you, Kamala, too.
The president went out of his way to back his vice president.
We've had one of the most extraordinary 4 years of progress ever, period. When I say we, I mean Kamala and me.
Ticking off successes while capping a five-decade career in public service.
I gave my best to you.
And urging Democrats to support Harris.
She's experienced, and she has enormous integrity.
Harris made a surprise appearance before the president's speech and emotionally greeted him on stage after. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The vice president saluting the president.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Vice President Harris. Donald Trump was in the key state of Pennsylvania on Monday. He's holding events over the next few days in battleground states. Overseas now, Israel says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages in an overnight operation in southern Gaza. It did not say when or how the six died. A massive fire in Russia's Rostov region is still burning after Ukrainian drones hit an oil depot there on Sunday. This is AP News. Things didn't go as planned for many families in St. Louis on Monday.
A chaotic first day of school in St. Louis got off to a rocky start. Three bus vendors in St. Louis pulled out at the last minute. Hundreds of parents had to scramble to get their kids to school. St. Louis Public Schools had been struggling to devise a plan to get kids to classes since March, when Missouri Central School Bus Company canceled its contract for the current school year. Instead of hiring a single vendor, the plan was to use other school bus companies, metro buses, taxis, and other shuttle services. Some parents were given gas cards to get their kids to school. Parents and volunteers were standing at bus stops and taking other steps to help make sure kids were safe and that their ride showed up. The district in St. Louis is still working on alternative plans. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say a wildfire near Phoenix that cost nearly $1 million to suppress was caused by railroad work. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.